Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
So many times in our lives where we have to make choices, where we feel like we can be tempted to do what the crowd does, to do what others think we should do, pay attention to what we feel is right, what we have learned and what we value, what we know as part of the story of who we are, not just for you as those who are learning the story of scouting and what it means to be prepared, but for all of us connected to this movement known as Christianity, to this wild and holy faith that has been lived out in so many different ways around the world. Today, we think of the motto of our scouts, how they are called to be prepared. And when we find ourselves in the wilderness, we often aren't sure if we're ready. We might not ever even feel prepared, and yet all Jesus took into the wilderness with him was a relationship with God and a knowing of Scripture. He had words to say when he was challenged. When he knew that it wasn't right, he had something to respond to. He didn't have to slink away. He didn't have to put up a fight. He had the power of those who had gone before to use. So when you commit to something, just don't be surprised that you might be tempted, that you would find that roadblocks come up in your way. Lent actually began on Wednesday. How many of you here gave up sugar or chocolate? And then we provided Timbits and coffee with sugar. And sometimes those roadblocks are bigger, particularly when change is needed. You have a feeling or a knowing, and yet it can almost feel like it's pushing back against you. It can be a wild ride, standing up for what you believe or carving out a new path. As Canadian author Sarah Bessie writes in her book, Field Notes in the Wilderness, she talks about the city feeling like the center and that the wilderness is where you're outside of the gates, where you can feel lost or that you're braving a new path. Not that you're alone there, because you're never sure who might show up in the wilderness. There might be experts who will tell you what they think you should do or the way that you should go. There might be carnival barkers or people who might be trying to sell you something in the wilderness that doesn't feel quite right or true. But in fact, the time in the wilderness is a real test of who you are and how you reach out to God when you need help. But it's not about being sent into a place of danger. It's not about being trapped. In fact, it's about the love of God. It has always been about that. For and in you, that love exists. And that love is also for and in this beautiful tragedy of a world. And that love will always be homemade. It won't be store-bought. And it might be connected to your family tradition, or it might come from seeing another way forward. Sarah Bessie's dad said, "As you step into the wilderness, I am not afraid for you. If you are honestly seeking God, then I believe that you will find what you are looking for, even if it looks different than what I have found." When we talk about being a place of love here, we are helping people when they find themselves in the wilderness or when they don't quite fit or the uniform doesn't just fit right and they might be called to something else. Can we love them enough to trust that God's love will meet them as they find a way that's different than our way? So for those of you who grew up with Lent feeling like a time of pressure or penitence, I invite you to hold the word gentle. Be gentle with your expectations. If you gave up sugar on Wednesday and you ate 4 Timbits, you can start again today. In fact, the tradition in the church year is that on the Sundays of Lent, they're little Easters. So you restart. You remember the end of the story and that hope will always find you when love wins. Be gentle with your demands, with your soul and your story. Be gentle with your partner or your kids, your people. Be gentle with your needs and your wants and desires. Gentle with your good heart, your curious mind, and your beloved body. This invitation of 40 days is also a reminder that you're not in the wilderness alone, that those who gather here are with you, that they follow and walk with Jesus, and that they breathe with you into a life that is wild and holy. And when we find ourselves in the wilderness, it opens up our heart. In fact, sometimes we want to sing. It invites us to care about things like justice and politics and theology, about pronouns and fiscal policy, about refugees and about access to healthy food for all, about health care for new parents, and it may even make a feminist out of you as it did me. Walking in the way of Jesus will change us. It will call us to wrestle with our history, to be present to right now, and to know that our future includes those, whether we have met or yet to meet, who will hear the story of this love. It was following Jesus that leads us to love and pray for our enemies instead of curse them, that leads us to love the ones we most despise, and that reminds us that no longer were we called servants, but instead God called us friends. These are unforced rhythms of grace. I have said this over and over and over, that nobody ever felt nagged into loving more or doing more. But when we are encouraged and seen and known, well, the way becomes clearer. So I want to take you to a time of a gathering in our church. It was August 2018. And the church gathered as the General Council of the United Church of Canada. They had all traveled to be together, and you can picture them in a big conference meeting room around round tables. There were 600 people there for over a week, and they had prayed and sung and made decisions about how we could be the church across Canada. And at the very end of the meeting, they had asked two intercultural observers, people who came to the meeting and were just noticing who was speaking, who was silent, who was heard. And at the very end, they were invited to share that with the community, what they had noticed. And there was a moment where they stood and they spoke truth into the meeting. And they named for the whole church that not everyone felt safe enough or even invited to speak, that some voices were heard louder than others. So the whole meeting stopped, and they carved out 2 hours to listen to those who had not been heard, to Indigenous, Black, and racialized voices. It was a moment of truth and of spirit. It was a glimpse of what our church could be and what happens when every voice matters, when every person belongs. It was a wilderness moment because we had never done anything like that before. For those of you who like a good meeting, it starts on time, it ends on time, you get the business done and you feel good about it when you leave. But sometimes when things arise, you respond in love. We are called to continue to be that church that is listening, to be one in Christ. And how can we do that when only some are heard? And how can we say that Jesus loves all but not embody that in our councils and our congregations and our communities? We keep asking ourselves in this time of Lent, what makes a church? It's not just what we believe. It's not just how we reflect or how we respond, but it is how we make space for every voice at the table. So this table is one of the beginnings. that all are welcome there. And at this time in our community's life story, we set a wider table in the wilderness. And why do we do that? Because we care. Because the God we meet in the wilderness reawakens us, recovers us, restores us to the call to love. That the width, length, height, and depth of God's love is not fearful or restrictive or small or dull. In fact, it's a wide open, sharp love that sets us free. This love never steals or kills or destroys us or others. And it came that we might have life and that life in abundance. It's also a love that brings us rest and joy and lifts our burdens and restores souls and opens hearts and changes lives. So in this 40 days, you're invited to embody this love because it calls us to choose to gather weekly. For this year's Lenten learning, it gathers us to listen and care for each other, to hear the stories of people's experiences of racism, and to lament together. We do this for the healing of our own story, our place in the world and the history. We do this for our children and their experiences. We do it to be bridges, to not be divided. We are not doing it because it's a new thing. We're not doing it because we want to be more politically correct or right. In fact, we just join with the church for thousands of years that has been trying to figure out how to care for each other. And so I want you to hear these ancient words that come to us from a letter of Paul. We have been thinking of Italy in terms of slope-style skiing and Olympic events, but I want you to think about Rome and the community of first Christians there, long before the Pope built anything. Paul wrote to them as they were trying to figure out how to be together, just like a scout troop, just like a classroom, just like a choir or a handbell team. He writes, "I appeal to you, siblings, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your whole body as a living sacrifice, knowing it's holy and acceptable to God, which is your first act of reasonable worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so you may discern together what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So let your love be genuine. Hate what's evil and hold fast to what's good. And love one another with mutual affection, no matter what team you cheer for. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal and be ardent in spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope and be patient in affliction and persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and pursue hospitality to strangers. And bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse them. So rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep and live in harmony with one another. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the lowly, and do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." These words are for us. These words are an invitation to listen a little bit if someone is sad today about even the result of a game. This is an invitation to weep or rejoice with those who weep or rejoice. So this Lent, we get to try again. We let the wilderness hold us. We let it form us. We let the story be ours. And we let our faith evolve. Let God meet us in the particular goodness of you. Not a printer 3D copy of anyone else. Not someone else's best case scenario for your life, but your actual life, wild and holy. So we're going to walk together through this wild and holy time, one sunrise, one sunset at a time.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.